And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Corey Sandin is co-hosting today, and boy, we have a great show for you today. We're talking Cedros Island with Jeff Mariani and Katie Schmidt from Cedros Island Fishing Charters. We're going to be talking some serious fishing because Jeff literally just stepped off the plane from Cedros, and he's got a fresh report for you. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use a special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I don't know, man. Pete, there's one thing I could think that would be better than this morning.
What would that be?
It would actually be at Cedros.
At Cedros Island?
Thrown through the kelp.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm just dreaming of that right now.
It's got my adrenaline pumping right now.
Oh, boy.
And Jeff literally just stepped off the plane yesterday, right, Jeff?
Yes, I did.
Cedros, good
yes,
morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, and Katie, you didn't get to go this time, did you?
I did not get to go this time.
But you've been booking like crazy in the office.
Yeah, and I already booked my next trip.
So. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Are you taking Carl?
No.
He's
busy now.
Yeah,
he's
busy. He is busy. Are they busy at Fisherman's Landing?
There was very little hesitation in that.
Yeah, it was like, no. So what was it like at Cedros Island Fishing Charters, also known as Cedros Kayak Fishing, right?
You still call us whatever you want. Just come on down and have a great time. You know what I mean? So good morning to everyone out there and all the people that love Cedros, because if you're going this year, you're going to be super happy for sure. They're biting. I mean, I had Wayne Cotto down there and his group of friends, and the Hookup Baits guys was with him. Those are his close buddies, and we caught 1,400 fish, basically. I think it was 1,330. It was more like that. But
wow.
25 yellows, tons of calicos, all good.
What's the grade of yellow?
18 to 25, 28 pounds. Ooh. So good grade.
Really
good grade of fish. Biting jig and like yo-yo iron very well, and of course the hookup baits guys were getting whacked on their stuff too. So
yeah,
it was very, very good fishing down there. Big white fish and sheephead in the kelp right now in like 50 feet of water where we were fishing. Yeah, really, really just good grade of fish all around. I think what we were thinking of that the island has sat for a year has really helped this place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you just get a little creative and fish like we fish up here, you know what I mean? You got to talk to your pongero. I saw guys kind of struggling a little bit because they're not trying to, you know, they're getting too caught up in one area.
Mm-hmm.
We moved around a lot. I fished Chester's one day.
So
very,
the weather
very
was good
fishing. Weather was really good down there.
Yeah.
We had great, great weather.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was, it's really fun. 65, 66 degree water.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, it's, just,
is that cooler than it would normally be this time of the year?
No, I think it's
mid-June?
Right.
June.
Yeah, I think it's right on, right
okay.
on track. Yeah,
right.
And the island kind of did exactly what it normally does, which is start really strong and then not really die, but like you can't go to the same spot every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like you really got to move around, and that's I think why we were really successful this trip is because we weren't afraid to try different spots.
Yeah.
So San Augustine, Pete. Man,
really good.
The pass fishing over there.
Oh, it's insane. And how's the kelp? The kelp must be in good shape.
It's really growing back, like especially down the point and closer towards like Punta Pierda, like all the little fish camps right there, docked in around all those rocks.
Really?
Tons of kelp.
So it's coming back pretty thick.
Coming back really thick. Saw some good areas up on the north. We didn't fish there this trip, but there is some kelp up there too. I you know checked it as we're flying in. So
that's such an awesome visual coming in on the plane.
It is.
You know?
It's crazy.
Leaving too, but I mean coming in, you're so stoked and fired up.
Yeah, and it, you know we left Ensenada. It was a little overcast and foggy. We got above that. As soon as we got within about 10 miles of Cedros, like it was gone.
Wow.
So yeah, you saw the whole island. We could see Bonitos, Natividad. You saw the
such
Baja
a cool
Peninsula.
Scene.
Yeah, and you just knew that something was about to go down.
Yeah.
Like it was so amazing.
That
you know
is
I mean?
So awesome.
Yeah, we're so stoked. I am super lucky. I feel just so lucky to have my crew.
Yeah.
And the place that we built and just everything is just in such great shape. You know, my guys worked all year last year, and everything is just like only thing different was the plants grew bigger. Like
so,
that's the only thing different. You know what I mean?
So tell us, because you weren't there for a year.
Oh, 16 months.
16 months.
Yeah.
So this was your first trip down?
No, when I went in April
with Katie and Carl, that was the first
time in 16 months. And then Isabella, my daughter, and I went a couple weeks ago and didn't do much fishing, but we sent the guys out, and they just it was limits by, you know, 9 in the morning every day on yellows. But then now I finally got to fish and
yeah,
it was pretty funny. I had a, something that's never happened to me before down there, which is I started having knot failure. Like it was kind of funny. Like just like right out of the gate, right in the morning, man, lost.
You didn't get
right
a off. Lesson from Dr. Minnick then, obviously.
I don't know what was going on. I don't know if I just rushed cause I was just so amped to be out there and just everything was, you know, fish everywhere. So much bait, just bait everywhere. You know what I mean? Tons of krill. So it was making the bait go nuts.
Yeah.
And then all the big ones were going nuts.
Sardine, probably?
Tons of sardine.
Yeah.
And
were
then
easy making
pinfish.
For mackerel?
We didn't make bait. Cause
oh,
we
you just
bait. Yeah, it was,
oh,
I mean,
just
it was stick bait heaven.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You could whack them on that. You could throw, I was throwing on flat fall. Like, that's what I got bit on right away. Threw the stick bait for a couple minutes. Nothing happened. Saw that bait. Typical pattern for me is they're below that stuff. So you go down with the heavy jig. You know what I mean? Not heavy, but I use the 100 gram. That's my thing because it dances better.
Okay.
And
100 gram flat fall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just like immediate. You know what I mean? And
wow.
But then right at my back-to-back uni, which has never, I catch world records with that knot. You know what I mean? Like, so it just bink, and I'm like, huh? So came in, retied right away. Exactly the same thing. I'm like, okay, sit down.
So this was,
sit
down, this was yellowtail fishing.
Yeah. Right away in the morning. You know what I mean? So just, man, that place is going off.
Now, what about surface iron?
There was plenty of that. I, you know, ever since I started throwing the SP, I just really don't.
Isn't that crazy? It's your hardest. You know, which is like a stick bait.
Yeah. You know, Chris has helped me rig some of these things with a nice ring. Like, I throw the 6 3/4. That's all I do. You know what I mean? So we have a nice metal ring that we braze welded on there. And then in the back, we use a single hook instead of the treble. And it really causes that bait to dance a lot more. And it jumps out of the water.
No
and,
kidding.
Wow. And, man, it's...
It's on. Game on.
Yeah.
Oh, you just gave out the secrets.
No, I tell everyone. That's
okay.
If you come down, you have to bring an SP minnow or whatever your favorite stick bait is. I mean, we were getting them when Wayne was throwing the Shimano stuff. And he was getting
cold
lots of fish.
Baits,
you know what I mean? Lots of fish. So.
Yeah.
And a single hook's on the back.
Yeah.
And a treble hook on the front, you said?
Yeah. It helps that thing, like if you've ever seen bait fish, when they're running for their lives, like a lot of times they kind of hop out of the water a little bit. And like that's what that SP does if you start cranking it really fast. So you guys got to do what they want to eat.
I like the idea. I mean, when you get a fish to eat it right, it's up in the head of the bait. So you have a nice treble hook in the fish that actually was after it.
Right.
And a lot of times that the secondary treble gets them in the eyeball or gets them in the head, it gets them somewhere you don't want to get them.
Right.
And you can still hook your secondary bite. I mean, you can catch two bass at a time.
Yeah. You know? And that treble hook in the back, a lot of times, that when the second fish comes, it destroys them. You know what I mean? Like they always seem to hit it from the side or something weird, and so that but having that single hook, it's a quick release.
I like it.
On the double.
It doesn't matter if you're fishing freshwater bass with a little crankbait or whatever those double treble hooks do. I mean, that secondary hook just gets them usually somewhere you
and
don't want to get.
A little safer with one treble hook.
I like that too.
It is for sure. And the weedless bite, we could just move straight to the weedless if you want.
The MC weedless.
Oh my God.
You were talking about it this morning.
That's the most fun.
Just watching, you can see everything. You know what I mean? And that bite, you're coming through there and boom, you're just like, holy, that's not chelp. And you just, and man, it's.
It's crazy,
and they're biting that thing. Everywhere we went, they were absolutely biting that bait. You know what I mean? Even on the high spots out in the kelp, they're biting it.
First cast at Chester's. Remember, I got a six-pounder.
Six-pounder on
the same
weedless.
Color.
Yeah.
That same color.
Yeah.
The thing works, and it's the most fun to fish of any.
I was kind of
bummed, starting the day with something. I was like, I hope it gets better than this, and it did. I mean, it was insane.
So how big was the biggest calicos?
Wayne got one. We didn't have the scale, but that thing had to be 8, if not bigger. Like we all were
crazy
looking at that thing going like, oh my God.
Nice
one. I mean, really,
good
really
for
nice
Wayne.
Fish. Yeah. He got the biggest and the smallest. You got to give him credit for both.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not?
So tell us about Cedros Island Fishing Charters or Cedros Kayak Fishing, whatever you want to call
it. So we have a 7-bedroom, 5-bath house down there on the island. We're kind of up on the hill a little bit, so kind of out of the noise
beautiful
and all
location.
That stuff. I built it as a compound style. Yes, it's nice for the security, but it's not needed. It's more just for – it was more for me. I just always wanted a compound. So it's all secluded, though, and very nice. Three of the rooms have their own bathroom in them, so if someone's a little bit more needy and need that. Only single room occupancy keeps it very nice. And
so you get your own room.
Yeah, and the last group really appreciated that. They were all very, very close friends, hung out for years, but at the end of the night, everyone likes their own space. So
sure.
Really, really nice for that.
I love that part of it. I mean, you can gather around in the patio.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use the pizza oven?
Oh, yeah. That's our new program. You know what I mean? It's pizza night right away with Katie's dressing for the salad. And, I got it dialed in. Yeah,
hang out in the patio.
We ate out there that night.
Right against the pizza oven.
Yep.
You get to enjoy the camaraderie and talk about the day's fishing. And everybody enjoy their beverage, some adult beverages. And and then everybody retreats to their own room. You can snore to your heart's content.
Exactly. There's ACs in all the rooms, so you control your own temperature, ceiling fan, nice dresser in there. You just come, set up all your stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stay. You know what I mean? You won't lose a thing at our place. You know what I mean? I seriously have the best people on the island working for me.
Yeah.
And
you really do. I mean.
They are so great to everybody and me, and we all love each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we want to help each other.
It shows. Seriously.
So.
I mean, they want all the people to come down and have a great time, and they're just, everybody's got their position and knows what they're doing.
Oh, they were on their game this trip.
The authentic Mexican cooking? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The chicken mole. We moved up to this chicken mole for the going away meal.
Lulu?
I love chicken mole.
It was really, really good.
Another guy that probably likes chicken mole is Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, guys. I'm on my way to the west end of San Clemente Island doing a little bass fishing, but I knew Jeff and Katie were on the radio this morning, and I had to call and chime into everything Jeff and Katie are talking about his outfit. Nothing like being at home on a small island and doing what we've all loved doing, and that's fishing calico bass and big yellowtail.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you get how often you get to go down there and get a little busman's holiday?
Well, I know we have a couple of trips planned in October, and I know the first trip's filled. I don't know about the second one. I'm sure Katie can answer that. But
check it out.
Yeah, but yeah, October. Well, there you go. We have a couple open spots in the second trip in October.
To go fishing with Captain Ben Florentino? Are you kidding me?
October 11th through the 15th.
Wow, what a great time of the year. Great weather.
Yeah, that's a full week, too, down there.
That's a full week.
Yeah, it's,
Oh,
yeah.
That's like heaven. And it is. It's a great time of the year. It's what, you know, Benny and myself chose that time of the year. It's typically you get the hot summer months, July, August, September. Water temps, you know, are in the high 70s at times. And the bass kind of retreat and go down in the thermocline. You know, they will usually end up in 60 feet of water, I'm guessing. And, and you know, you might be in 90 feet of water, but the fish are down 30, 40 feet. But as you get into October, the weather's still beautiful, goes flat, the wind backs off, and the water temps drop a few degrees. And now those few degrees, you're still talking 72-degree water, but the bass are coming back up to the surface.
Yeah.
And they're, it's almost like air conditioning for them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why Benny and myself have chosen Let's Talk Hookup as a trip that time of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
And and exactly that, huh, Benny?
Oh, absolutely right. I mean, you know, there's deep fish, but, man, we had, you know, before COVID, we had phenomenal surface iron fishing, you know, around the island. Heck, the last morning of fishing on our first trip, boy, we had, like, over 60 yellows on the surface iron.
That's good, though.
So, oh, and then, you know, everywhere else we went, the fish were up. We fished little boilers in the morning. But I tell you, anybody that gets out there between you know, the food, the crew, the fact that Jeff's there to walk you through everything that's going on and his facility between, you know, being able to brush your teeth out of the sink and, you know, the fresh water. I don't know what else to say. I'm really looking forward to October. I know it's only June, but really looking forward to getting out there and visiting you guys, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah. So you're on your way to Clemente. Weather looks beautiful, huh?
Yeah, I was doing about 30 knots from Newport, and I'm about 12 off, and I just made a stop just to talk to you guys and say hi to Katie and Jeff, and, you know, hope to get into a pretty good bass bite. That fishing at the island's been pretty darn good, you know, when the island allows it and when the weather allows it.
That's cool. And do you have any openings with Coastal Charters, people to go fishing with you and Benny Florentino on there?
I'm pretty well booked until September.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so. That's awesome.
That's good.
That's
until you go to Cedros almost, right?
Yeah, October.
Yeah. I'm going to get Jeff out one more time. I know he's going to be busy. Not we can go in the off season again, Jeff.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in, Ben, and can't wait to see you guys in October. I anticipate, you know, nothing but greatness and super good time, and can't wait to tap into that rum.
Yeah, and and also we'll see you here in the Let's Talk Hookup studios in August, Benny. Looking forward to that.
Really looking forward to it. I'll let you guys go. I just had to say hi, and just if you're looking for a trip to Cedros, a very personalized trip with five or six of your best friends, you have to look up. Give Katie a call and look it up. And if you have any questions about Cedros and what gear to bring, listen to the show or give me a call at 310-779-0387. And, guys, have a great morning, and we'll see you in August. And, Jeff, have a great season.
Thank you so much, Ben. Super
Thanks,
appreciate
Benny.
It.
Yeah, from the water, Kevin, right. Benny Florentino on, and now he gets to go to Clemente. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, I wish I was 12 miles off.
Yeah, really.
Right,
not kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup, right from the World Headquarters.
Oh, my gosh. We have a fun 2 hours ahead of us, for sure. Talking Cedros, talking good times.
Love
and
it. Good times.
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me? And if you want to give us a shout, you can do so, 213-432-1090. That's the number here. You can talk to Jeff Mariani or Katie Schmidt. Be talking Cedros. You can text the app too. You can use the app to send a text. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a question. You don't want to wait on hold. And you can do it that way too. Download the app, and it's a super simple, easy way to do it.
Yep, you bet. And, boy, we're going to give away for one lucky caller a fantastic prize today too,
That's
right?
really cool, actually. Out of on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. You get a full-day trip, and how does it get any better than that? The fishing has been awesome, Pete.
Oh,
oh my God. The last few days.
Yeah.
Really limits of bluefin.
Limits of bluefin,
we're going to be talking about that, too, with Fish Reports when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be right back.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
It's hot. Time to get to that lake, river, or beach you love. Just remember, COVID is still with us, so plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks, Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you want to give us a shout this morning, we've got Jeff Mariani and Katie from Cedrus Island Sport Fishing. Give us a shout at 213-432-1090, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So lines are open right now. They won't be for long. So that's 213-432-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Jeff, Katie, talk some fishing with us here at Cedrus Island. There you go. Katie, we heard from Benny that there's actually some spots available on his trip, but there's spots here and there on other trips, right?
I mean, if you're sitting there hearing right now, like, I can't wait to get down there, I can definitely get you guys down end of July, August. I can fill you in if you're a smaller group. I think there's still some two or three spots open.
It doesn't have to be a group of six to fill the place.
End of July, August, which is prime time.
Very good fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then if you've got a group, like there's, you know, six of you guys and you want to have the place to yourself, I've got some trips in September that I could, you know, put a group in there. And some people like that, but if you're out there and you're like, I just want to come try this.
Yeah, a single person just wants to go fishing.
And that's what's nice about the single accommodation, and just when you get down there, when someone says, like, mi casa, su casa, you get there and you feel like you're home, you know, and then you're hooked and you got to come back.
Oh, yeah, then you're hooked. So give us the process, Katie, of how it all works. How do you get down there?
So you can book online. Our website, the schedule is completely updated. Or you can
You can actually book online?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then we just, you put a deposit down on the date you want to hold, and then I'm going to get in touch with you and just basically send you, Jeff's got this great newsletter that's got all the information you need to go before you need to know. All the tackle recommendations, all the travel. We're meeting here in San Diego, and we handle all your transportation down to the island. We shuttle you down to Ensenada. It's a quick flight to the island, and then on the way back, we get you back.
Same thing, mm-hmm. Yeah. And once you're there, you get your own room. You're fishing either pongas or kayaks, right, Jeff?
Absolutely, yeah.
Your choice, or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
the advantage of Sejos Kayak. And what are your pongas like?
So we have two super pongas. One's 28 feet long by 8 foot wide, and the other one is 26 by 6. So
wow.
They're fully equipped bait tanks, Lowrance fish finders, and all that.
You know what I find really amazing is, I mean, if there's two guys that want to go on the kayak, that's perfect, right? They go off and do their thing.
Right.
But they stack so easy. I mean, you can put four or five kayaks on one ponga, and they don't even impede with anything.
Still have lots of room.
Yeah.
So you can do the combo trip. You can fish from the ponga, and then you throw the kayak. I want to get in the kayak and get in the kelp.
Yeah. But what I like to do is try to figure out what we want to do every day. You know what I mean? Like I get with the guys the night before, and then we kind of discuss it. And then that way I can get everything set up. And then wherever we're going, especially if you're kayak fishing, wherever we're going in the ponga, there's always a chance that catching a yellow or something like that on our drive. So there's tons of room to still fish in the back. Your jig sticks right there nice and handy. And so, you know, if we see yellows or something going crazy on our way, we can, you know, totally fish from it. And then we get to our zone and kayaks go in the water and you fish. And then some guys get tired, you know, midday or whatever, you know, get back on the ponga and fish right there, relax, whatever you want to do. Or sometimes, you know, we bail early because we want to go offshore for a little bit and troll for, you know, Dorado or, you know, tuna or something like that, like later in the season when that stuff's around. So it just, there's so many options. You know, it's all about what you want to do. We discuss it the night before, and then I just make it happen.
But custom trip.
But that's at no additional charge.
No,
I mean, it's
no.
Part of the deal.
Yeah,
if you want to kayak one day and fish from the ponga the rest, that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean,
and the all-inclusive package is how much?
The 4 days are $2,100, and the 5 days is $2,500.
Wow.
But that's airfare.
4 days.
That's everything.
3 days of fishing. All your meals, all your fish processing, all your everything.
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 Everything, yeah. We take care of it all. The only extra thing is...
Gratuities?
Gratuity, rod fees.
Fishing
on
license.
The plane.
No, the fishing, I get the permit.
They're included. You get the permit.
They're included.
The bracelets and all that, we take care of all that. It just keeps it simpler. You know what I mean? That way I have everyone's stuff on the boat in case something happens with the Navy or whatever. Yeah. They're checking boats, you know what I mean? But for us, it's a five-minute process, you know what I mean? We have everything in one container. We hand them the container. Everything's in there, the people's licenses, our bracelets, the boat documentation, and
they learn who you are, you know, after a couple checks.
Yeah,
and
they know the red boats.
Yeah.
They don't mess with us too much because I take pride in having my paperwork in order.
They know you're on top of it.
You know what I mean? So, they've never had an issue with us or our paperwork. So,
And here's the thing is that almost everything travel-wise is sold out this year. And I'm blown away that you actually have a spot here and there. So these won't last for long.
Yeah. It's when I was doing this just kind of by myself before Katie came on board, like I would put four guys on a trip and I was, all right, we're good. You know what I mean? But there's still a couple more rooms. And then I would put five on some trips, but I kind of always kept that extra bedroom, Isabella's room up front, kind of open. And that's, my room's right there. So I just, wanted maybe a little extra space or whatever. So then Katie comes on board and she's like, well, no, there's six beds. So we put six
and
people
six
on trips.
And six kayaks, too.
Yeah. Katie's a business person.
She understands.
You're the fisherman, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, look who's on the line. Wayne Cotto from CCA.
Oh, nice.
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, Wayne.
Oh, good morning, Pete, Corey, Jeff, and Katie. Wow, what a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, the food, the concierge service, the local feel that he gives you, it's like being part of his family. We fished hard.
we did.
And we slayed some fish, over 1,300 fish in 3 days between the two boats.
Yeah.
Incredible. 3 days of fishing. Wow.
3 days. Solid. And then after that, we get back and, you know, some of the guys decided they wanted to get back on kayaks in the afternoon,
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That was really funny.
Couldn't get enough.
I fished these guys hard, And then they would, like, as we're coming in, take, like, a little 20-minute power nap. And then I'd get in the marina, and they would get out of the car, and then Christian had the kayak set up, and then they went and kayaked for 2 hours.
Wow.
So, yeah, these guys were powerhouses.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was another 100 fish right there. So, yeah, man, 1,400 fish for the week. That's awesome.
Oh,
just awesome.
Crazy. Sounds
and
good.
The variety, the size. Those fish are mean.
What was your big fish, Wayne?
Oh, it was a mid-20s yellowtail, but nice. Thick shoulders. Nice. I mean, I've got to tell you, I'm thinking I want to go back to some of these bluefin. They're easier.
Well, yeah, yellow down there, they're mean.
They were dirty, Dan, this trip. They really were.
Yeah,
the calico, too.
80 feet of water, yeah, they were just really...
I mean, Corey gets it, that 3 to 5 pound calico, and you get a couple of those on the line... You know, and they're just amazing. And they're just blowing up all around you.
Oh.
Just blowing up.
I can't wait.
They
boil
like yellowtail.
Oh.
It looked like a yellowtail boil out there.
And when did you have a lot of followers when you have one on the line?
Oh, absolutely. We lost a lot of plastic bait because as it's in the mouth and you're bringing it to you, the other fish are trying to get the bait out of the way, away from it.
Awesome.
Oh, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So much fun.
That sounds like good times.
Yeah,
sounds
like really good times.
Yeah, anybody wants to go, you got to go on that Coastal Charter one coming up. Let's Talk Hook Up, Corey. That's going to be an awesome trip in October.
And I think that's what's cool, Wayne, is that, you know, Warbaits, Efren has, I think, a few spots available.
In August. Yeah.
And Benny, myself.
Do you have any spots available on your trip?
There is. There's two or three spots on each one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those are October.
We had a group of five or four guys back out, you know, and they just...
Snatch it up.
Old guys, they feel like they don't want to travel, and that's the way it goes, you know?
Yeah. Well, if Wayne says it's good, Wayne's been around, go there. It's good.
I mean, he signed up while he was on the island for November.
For next year?
No.
For this year. Oh, he's going again.
And then November, So, yeah.
All right.
That's.
They didn't even get off the island. They were calling me from the airport.
From the airport.
I think they were homesick
like,
already.
I want.
Yeah.
Hey,
very fun.
So
Wayne.
Fun.
There's so many different seasons there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get that early season right now, it's going to change to the summer thing, and then you got the fall where the pelagics come through.
Yeah.
And I really want to try those pelagics out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wayne, thanks for all your hard work at CCA. Now get back to work.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You've been playing for a whole week, okay? No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to
Wayne certainly deserves it. And I might add, too, that Wayne will be our host on our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Sport Fishing Gamakatsu-sponsored day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher. So Wayne's going to be our Let's Talk Hookup representative on that trip at the beginning of July, which is sold out, by the way. But Wayne, thanks for doing that, and I'm sure you're going to have a good time on the Searcher pulling on some bluefin.
Oh, looking forward to that one, too. Bluefin, Art, Celia on the Searcher. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Thanks for all your hard work, Wayne. Thanks. Appreciate
that. Yes,
sir.
Thanks for calling
in.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Speaking of spots available, this is mind-blowing. We had, unfortunately, one of our participants in our Islander kayak day-and-a-half trip.
No. Somebody back out?
Two of them. Yeah, actually, Todd from TB Metal Arts, he had surgery on his knee.
Oh.
And he and his son were going to go, and so he had to bail out. So we have...
And the coolest part of it?
A sold-out trip that's been sold out for 6-8 months, something like that.
I'm stoked I'm going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Corey's going. I'm going. Ron Lane's going. And so if you have a kayak and you want to go with us, the trip leaves June 29th. That's Tuesday night. We'll fish all day Wednesday the 30th and then back on early in the morning on July 1st. So,
and it's so cool, Pete, because you're on the island for the entire daylight
for the
period.
Whole, it's
the
so
whole day.
And great time of the year, that time of the year.
My
it's,
gosh.
Yeah, and you're betting it's biting.
Yes.
So if you want to go to San Clemente Island with us on a day and a half kayak trip on the Islander, you can either book it online at letstalkhookup.com. It's on our trips page. You can book online, or you can give me a call in my office, which is 619-223-4665. 619-223-4665. Two spots. They're going to go very, very quickly.
And it's going to be so cool, Pete, to hang out with the guys.
Yeah.
And
it's so cool to have you there this year, too.
I'm stoked to be going, for sure.
Hayden Lane, Ron Lane, Mark from Kobe's going to be there.
Really?
And a lot of great people. And the thing is that it's limited to 22 people, and so it's two people per stateroom, super comfortable on the Islander. They know how to do it.
I can't wait.
Oh,
and good food? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're gonna
sign me up.
Yeah,
that's going to be a good trip.
Yeah.
Some heavy hitters on that trip.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, it's going to get me warmed up for the Sadros trip.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Is that Harry? Harry from Chula Vista?
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Harry.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the captain and the crew of the Pacific Queen. I was on the water yesterday, an overnight. And the crew was really great, had an epic trip of my life, caught two bluefin, 60 pounds, using sardine, kamikatsu, 2-0 hooks, an 8-ounce weight that was rubber band to the line, and I was using Fisherman's Landing's rental tackle, an 80-pound test rig.
Nice.
And it really... I had an advantage over other people with their rigs in a sense that what I needed, it was exactly given to me for the task. And it was a very pleasant task to be able to fight these large fish with a rental tackle.
Especially on that
tackle.
Kind of tackle, yeah. And was it daytime or nighttime that you got bit?
They were doing the jigs during till the dusk hour, and I immediately went to the sardine. So... it was daytime, the bite started, and, you know, we had a couple real good bites, but the captain was really smart. He moved around, didn't waste time at a non-productive spot, and he knew exactly what he was doing, obviously. We were off of Mexico. Incredible trip.
Not far from home. Well, hey, great report, Harry. Glad you had such a good time on the Pacific Queen, and they do such a great job on that. And, of course, you can call Carl, Katie's husband, at Fisherman's Landing and book that trip, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, the reason why their rental tackle is so good is because his years and years of experience that he brings to the table,
right,
that he makes sure when you go out there you are equipped for the fishing.
That's
he does
exactly
a really great
that.
Job.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's find out what's biting down in the Baja there, Corey.
Yeah, Mr. Cassman, and sponsored by Gamagatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been the top choice for tuna fishing from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is critical. And the Gamagatsu Nautilus, you have the choice, the confidence, and getting the finest hooks made. Stock up at the Gamagatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks and select tackle shops now.
All right, and let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Morning, Cass.
Buenos dias, Pete. Good show. Corey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
That's good, man. Anyway, you know, Pete, I've been gone since the 1st of June, 8 days in Panama on our Pedicy trip, which turned out to be an okay trip. Caught quite a few fish, but not Panama standards. It was a little slow, but had a great time, and everybody got to pull on tuna and Dorado, so it was fun. Just got back from L.A. Bay. Just to let everybody know, the road from San Felipe to down the coast over the Highway 1 is in perfect condition. If guys are going to drive it, it's there. But, Pete, it was the most fabulous yellowtail fishing and cabrilla fishing I've ever experienced. It was just incredible. First day we caught 10 nice cabrilla, released about 20, all on stick baits, casting into the beach there. Then the next 2 days was fishing yellowtail there, 20-plus yellowtail both days. And the last day was good grade fish, 20 to 30 pounds. But great trip. And now as far as Baja goes, Loreto, they got the Dorado in now. Guys want to catch Dorado, it's the time to go. They're still also getting a good bite on yellowtail. At Puerto Bermeja, they were going wild, going crazy day before yesterday, according to Danny Talamantes, our charter master down there. So yellowtail and Dorado in Loreto and down San Jose del Cabo, you know, up around the Punta Gordo area, going up to the Iman Bank, San Luis, Vinorama. Tuna are in. They're getting some, you know, nice 20 to 30-pound fish. Occasional 40, 50, and occasional 90, 100-pounder. They're mostly on cut squid and drifting dead sardinas. Little wahoo in the count, not many, a couple caught, but they're around. It's like they're starting to come in there now. Also, Dorado are starting to show up now in good numbers. If guys want marlin, they're there. You just got to go out for them. I mean, there's plenty of striped marlin there. Of course, this is a striped marlin time of year, and those fish will hang in there all the way through about August, and then they start moving out. And, of course, then the blue marlin start coming in and sailfish as we get in the late summer. But that's the report. Pete, it's just amazing how people, it's just like somebody turned on a light switch. Travel is really, really going good. People are getting out, man. They've been locked up too long, and they want to go down, and they want to catch fish and have a great time. And so if you're thinking of a trip, don't wait too long. Those dippers are going to go up, excuse me, as the occupancy on those planes starts to go down. You're going to see those prices start to go up. So if you're planning a trip, don't hesitate. Start planning now. Get your airfare at the low fares, and you'll be ready to rock and roll. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right, Cass, man. Great trip. Sounds like a lot of fun. I know I talked to you about that LA Bay thing. That sounds amazing. Oh, yeah. Big Cabrilla with Captain Juan, man. Oh, boy.
So he's got the connection down there, huh,
oh,
Cass?
Oh, yeah. Cass knows. Yeah. Cass knows connections just for all places. You should know that.
All you've got to do is give him a shout.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. You got it.
All right. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Cedros Island with Katie and Jeff. When we return, let's talk a kebab and a Minor 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run by Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, I'm back in Cedros. And
cool.
Hey, one line open, 213-432-1090. Giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Mark? We have a lineup of Marks. The other Marks hang on. We're going to go to Mark from Santee. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
My question is, I got two questions, actually. What is your schedule like once you get down there? And do you have a processing place that processes the fish, and how much fish could you take back?
All great questions. Thanks, Mark. So the schedule, how we usually work it, we're down there usually by 1 or 2 in the afternoon. We have a little grub set up for you guys when you first get there. I give you a quick tour of the pad, get you set up in your room, and then pretty much you get a quick snack, and then you're in the garage after that getting all your tackle ready for the next couple days. Then dinner that night, we kind of game plan what we're going to be doing, and then in the morning we're up at 5 and on the water by 6. My crew gets there right when we get up, and coffee's already made and all that kind of stuff, and then they get the boats ready for us. You get in the boat in my driveway, and you get out of the boat in my driveway at the end of the day.
It's the coolest ride,
it
honestly,
is the coolest
Mark.
Ride.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a parade downtown.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It is. And it's the coolest part. I mean, you're getting in the boat on the property.
Right.
Going down the street, going in the water, and you, like Jeff said, you don't get out of the boat until you're back in his driveway.
Back in my driveway. Exactly. Yeah. So,
fun time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, then we fish all day. Whatever you catch, we're immediately bleeding it and getting in our game bag that's full of ice, because I'd like to have sushi grade meat for you and me in case we're having sushi or anything like that on the island. And then yes, right there at my house, which we show you, like, when you're there, on the side of the garage building, I built a nice little room. It's our fish processing zone, basically, and so everything, we fillet everything back there and then bag it. Goes in our fridge. The first couple days of your trip, if we're really whacking them, we're eating fish, but I share it with a bunch of families in town. And then the last couple days of your trip, if that's the stuff you're taking home, then we'll process that. We have a vacuum seal machine, and we'll seal it up in, you know, 1.5-pound bags for you. I try to keep everything fresh because it'll defrost on the way home, so we keep it in our fridge fresh. That's why I give away the fish for the first couple days, and we eat it. Then the last couple days, because it's only a couple days in the fridge.
And you're going to catch so much fish, you don't need to keep it for a couple days.
Usually, you know, like we did this on this last trip. You know what I mean? These guys whacked them on the first day. We ate it. We gave it to everyone in town. Our crew took home a bunch of it. And then the last day they wanted yellows again. We went out. We got 10 more fish. So now the fridge is full again. You know what I mean? And so then you go home Friday with stuff that's day old.
Yeah. Do you still have the Traeger going?
I do use a Traeger. Yeah. We did use on this last trip, so yeah, that was something I was going to mention. I love smoking fish.
Yeah.
It makes great, like, salads and stuff like that for out, you know, sandwiches out during the day.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Just bringing,
the best thing ever, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Bringing,
get Chris's secret recipe.
Yeah. We just enjoy, you know, sharing it and using it and, you know, sending you home with fresh fish. And that way, once you're home, you can freeze it yourself, you know what I mean? So,
but is that something that we can do? Like, if I wanted to bring home 10 pounds of, like, Traeger done fish, can we do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Mark was asking too, like, how much can he bring home? And it's kind of on you. What you know, you're going to pay $1 a pound to get it onto the plane. So if you want to bring 40 or 50 pounds home, I mean, that's, you know, if you need that much fish, okay,
yeah.
I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can do it.
Which
you
isn't don't bring a big coolers deal. Down. You have soft coolers.
Yeah, you leave your cooler in your car.
Right.
Up here in San Diego, we park at Ron's place, so you leave your cooler there. Everything travels in soft cooler bags. We have Reliable and Yeti bags that we ship everything back with.
Because they're collapsible and easy to deal with.
The plane doesn't. Yeah, the plane doesn't want you to have the cooler. They can't get it down below. It takes up too much storage down there. But the cooler bags, they can kind of, you know, cram around.
Oh, dude, and they keep things like better than a cooler.
They do.
Yeah, they take all the air and the space out of it.
Yeah,
For sure.
So.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. This was a great text from Les of Rancho Bernardo. I'll be coming down on Monday on the Let's Talk hookup trip with that one and only Ron Lane. What size single hooks are you using on the back of the SP minnows? Is bait being used? What size hooks for using bait? Thanks. Looking forward to the trip from Les.
Right on, Les. Yeah, awesome. Super stoked you're coming back. The SP, is it like a 6-aught, Chris, or a 5-aught that we put on the back?
Every brand is different, but if you just kind of look at what looks like it's the right size.
Okay, we got the one and only Chris Minnick here. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. If you just take an SP minnow and then look at what single hooks they have in the store and look for one that looks like it kind of balances on it. Every manufacturer is different, so this the sizes are hard to predict.
And I'll tell you something that will help, too. If you just look at the outer diameter of the treble hook and try to match it with the outer diameter of a single hook, it's going to match up perfect.
The single will be big. If you looked at the diameter of the entire treble hook.
The outer diameter. Yeah, if you look at
the whole thing, then that's the size single hook.
And are you using long shaft? Long shank, I mean?
No, everybody has these inline replacements. So the eye on it is in line with the hole, with the gap and stuff. And that makes a difference because then it sits, when you put it on the rear, it sits straight up.
Right. So you understand, like if you went in and bought one of the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, the eye of the hook is positioned 90 degrees different than what Chris is mentioning.
So it's not just like a live bait hook.
That's exactly it.
Or it's not a long shank squid
hook. Those would work. They would truly work. But what Chris, Doc Chris here is talking about is an actual single hook replacement, and the eye of the hook is 90 degrees different than a standard bait hook.
Go to your local tackle store, talk to the guys there, and they'll set you up.
Yes, I know it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, but I know Dane Landing will dial in, or Fisherman's Landing will dial you in.
They've got the actual Gamakatsu hooks hanging there that say single hook replacement.
Yeah. Single hook replacement.
Carl just texted us saying it's 2-aught or 3-aught.
There it is. 2-aught or 3-aught. Okay. All right. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
2-aught or 3-aught Gamakatsu single hook replacement.
There it is.
Okay. Very good. Hey, let's talk to Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you. Just calling in to remind everybody that we've got that captain's reception coming up here on Sunday, and it's looking like it is going to be one really, really exciting event.
1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts at 4 o'clock, runs 4 to 7, and that's over at Dana Landing. And this is the event where Captains Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano come out from the Wicked Tuna TV show, and they help us raise money for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And so we do the Tuna Wars trip, which is a two-day tournament, basically, for the teams that have signed up. But this is the captain's reception the night before, open to the public, anybody that would like to come over and meet the captains and get some autographs, get your photos taken. We have a gigantic raffle, really great products. We have a wonderful live auction. Many, many great products have been donated, trips, custom rods, et cetera. And that's open to the public. The tickets are only $30, and that includes food and beverage. And food this year is going to be off the chart. We have Jeff from Sushi on a Roll is going to be there, and Tommy Gomes is going to come, the fishmonger, and cook for us. And we've got tri-tip sandwiches being prepared by the guys on the Traeger grills, all kinds of great stuff. Fishermen
like tri-tip Tuesday at Dana Landing, which is unbelievable.
Yes. That's exactly what it's going to be. Yeah. And so all the food and drink is included. We have some great raffle prizes, great raffle prize incentives. If you buy tickets, you can get free rods, free Maui Jim glasses, free Anza knives.
It's such a great event. It's so much fun. I'll be there. Rockhead Rick will be there. It is a great, and all that for $30 a person, and all the money raised goes to taking kids fishing, courtesy of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. So get a chance to talk to Paul Hebert. Get a chance to talk to Dave Marciano. Those guys are great guys. Are very approachable.
Funnier than heck.
Fun. Hang out with, and it's just a great evening. So again, it's at Dana Landing. It's 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, the 27th, from 4 to 7. And how do we get tickets?
Just go to the Rollo website, and the easiest way to find that is CaptainRollos.org, and there's a banner ad right there. Click and buy your tickets. It's very easy. They're $30 a piece. If you want to bring your kids, 12 and under, only $10. And it is a very family-friendly event, so please do that.
Yep.
Very relaxed atmosphere and a lot of fun. And Jeff, if you were available, we'd love to have you stop by.
How about that?
I know a lot of people would have tons of questions about what's going on at Cedros right now, and I know that would be a great opportunity. That's the nice thing about this event. There's a lot of industry people that are there, so you get a chance to talk and ask questions and to get friendly with some of them.
It's really, really fun. And we're going to give away two tickets today to the caller that wins the Liberty trip. is also going to win two tickets to go to the event 1 week from tomorrow. Mike Lum, sure appreciate all your hard work very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And it's going to be a great event. And Mike, I can tell you for sure, has been working so hard to put this event together. There are going to be so many incredible prizes given away. So you want to go and you want to have fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I'm definitely going to make it down there.
All right.
Let me mention one quick thing that we forgot real quick. We still have a few of the Reel a Week tickets left, and I've had a couple people ask me this week if they're available. So if you would like to buy Reel a Week tickets, there are still some available. I doubt there will be many past this weekend. And the way you get those is just send an email to win@rollokids.org and provide your name and phone number. Kevin Baker will call you back and get you those tickets. But don't wait past this weekend. win@rollokids.org.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Mike.
You guys.
Appreciate that very
Thank
much.
You,
we'll see you next Sunday for sure. And Ron Lane. I think he's
the one and only.
I was hanging out surfing with Ron yesterday, and I can tell you for a fact he's pumped. All right, Ron?
Good morning, Ron.
Ron?
Hello. Are you
morning,
there?
Ron. Howdy, howdy, Ron.
Hey, I'm so excited to go down to Cedros Island. It's one of those things that I think it's right up there with what I've missed the most. And I got to tell you, Jeff, I am so happy that you kept that place running through all of this havoc that you've gone through. I'm excited that you did it. I don't know how you did it, but I just want to thank you because this is one of the bucket lists that I just love to check off every year.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it's like I said earlier, I'm super lucky. You know the crew, and we're blessed to have these really rad people working with us, and makes my life a lot easier. It was a tough year, yep, but. I mean, man, I was freaking out down there this past week. That's all I want to do.
I'll bet.
You know what I mean? My construction guys.
That's all I did it.
I just was telling those guys, I quit. Quit calling me. I quit. I don't want that anymore. You know what I mean? Because it's just so fun down there.
Yeah.
And Ron said,
didn't want to come home.
I didn't.
Well, yeah, I believe
it was only out of necessity.
That last caller that asked about, the program down there, I was sitting there thinking how I would have answered that out of all the trips I've gone on. And every trip is different. Because the island just gives you these new adventures every time you go down there.
That's a great way to put it, Ron. Because truly, that's a strategy that Jeff uses, is let the island tell you
100%
what you're going to do.
100%.
It's not the same thing every day.
No, it can't be. Fishing changes all the time. And yesterday was really funny. We're at the airport sitting there. We had a little fog delay, so we're sitting there, and we're listening to the radio, and everyone is scrambling, all the other tours. They weren't catching, and their people were upset and everything. Because you go to the same spot every day.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
To a certain point.
Giant, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a giant, and there's a lot of fish there.
There's fish everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they were talking to the other people from other places, and
the boat captains were just talking back and forth. We're not catching. Are you catching? No one's catching. You're in the same spot you've been for
Jeff,
3 weeks.
Yeah. The reason Ron's fired up, the reason I'm fired up to go, is you do it differently. And by that, I mean... You go to the right when everybody's going to the left, or whatever it be, and it's not to do your own thing. It's to get away from everybody, and just the areas you're fishing are so unique and different,
and
untapped, And it's just and how do we say this? Gas in Mexico is more than it is in the U.S. When we cross by car and try to bring a gas truck.
Not right now.
Well,
not in California.
It is. If you try to cross with a gas jug in your boat, they make you dump it. They don't want you to bring your gas. They want you to buy it down there. What I'm getting at is Jeff goes to the extent gas is not an issue.
Yeah.
He'll take you in a circle around the island.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it's doable.
Yeah. My pongas are the most efficient on the island, 100%. Yeah. We were burning no fuel.
Nice.
I went to Chester's. We burned one 12-gallon jug in each boat. You know what I mean? These guys run my boats correctly. they take care of everybody, so they're not, you know, kicking your butt while you're driving
so
around.
So do you take kayaks over to Chester's?
Oh, we have.
Oh, I can't imagine. That's got to be unbelievable.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. These guys will go. Ron will go this week for sure over there. It's
I'm
too
in.
Good over there.
I'm in.
Way too good. You know what I mean? Way too good.
Insane. Well, great, Ron. Well, have a great trip, Ron.
Hey,
I know you will. I'm so jealous.
Before I go, I get back from, you know, my favorite bucket list place. And then we go on the mothership, and I don't know if you. I heard that a one gentleman had to cancel.
Yep.
And have you filled those spots yet?
Not yet. We just announced it. So if you want to go fishing with us, it's June 29th to the July 1st. We're going to fish on Wednesday the 30th. It leaves in the evening.
An entire day at Sacramento Island.
All inclusive. And I just realized that right now you can't book on my website because I already had the trip full on the website. So call me in my office, 619-223-4665. If you want to go with us on the Islander, $440, all inclusive except for your tips and your fishing license, and you got to bring your own kayak. Islander guys do such a great job. 619-223-4665. Leave a message. Obviously, I can't talk to you right now.
Hey, so, and if anybody wants to talk to me about that Islander trip, I've been on almost every one we've ever been to. I'll be glad to answer questions. It's easy. It's fun. You'll probably never not go after you do this.
That's a fact. Hey, thanks, Ron Lane.
Appreciate it, guys.
Very much. All right.
Oh, man, I'm fired up. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Cedros Island with Katie and Jeff when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app in the Mightier 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana. Our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.